one time, my sister was on the phone talking to my mom, and she had a choking spirit, choking her. She couldn't breathe, and she was panicking, freaking out, because she was about to die from a demon. So she needed a hero. So I went and grabbed the phone, and I was going to pray for her. And I was going to pray like Benny Hinn, because he has the healing anointing and flowing through his life really strong, and I was going to be like Benny Hinn then. So I grabbed the phone, and as I have the phone in my hand, I'm like, how does Benny Hinn pray? I rebuke fire on your life. And it was so pathetic that my sister started laughing at me. So much so that the joy of the Lord hit her and the demon left her. She forgot that she couldn't breathe anymore. Holy smokes. Holy smoke. Holy smoke. There's a lot of gunfire going on out here. I'm in a new location. Anyways, back to my story. She laughed so hard that I started laughing too, and I was really frustrated though, because I wanted to pray like Benny Hinn. And it was actually the anointing that breaks the yoke, not how you pray. It's just like who comes through you when you pray. And God saw my inadequacies, and I guess he thought it was funny too, and he hit her. And she got delivered, and I got delivered too of my trying to be like somebody else. Just be yourself in Christ, and you know, he's the one who does the works. And so I left. I was feeling pretty, you know, pretty happy about what happened there, because I couldn't touch the glory. I couldn't take any glory for it. I was walking down the street, and the presence of God just landed on me, a manifest, tangible presence. And I was walking with God down the street, Holy Spirit, Shabbat. That was worth more to me. That is worth more to me than anything I could ever do for God, anything that I could accomplish for God. Just walking in the peace of God is worth more than anything that you could do in this world or in the world to come. It's not what we can do for God, it's what He does through us. The Father does the works. And it feels so good to let Him do what He wants to do through you. Holy Spirit, Shabbat. So, you know, don't be discouraged in the days of small beginnings. We're all like toddlers with our diapers strapped on real tight, trying to do stuff for God. And we just probably end up making a bigger mess when we try to do things apart from the Spirit, and God has to come and clean it up. Shata. But that's fine. We live, we grow, we move in Him, we move, we have our being in Him. And once it's perfectly synced with our body, soul, and spirit synced with God, like the world around us becomes heaven on earth, because He flows through the earth realm, through our earth. Our earthen vessels, you know, where the Holy of Holies is deep within. We just open the gates of our hearts wider, and He comes out and fills the atmosphere. No matter what is on the outside, it's the kingdom of God within that's greater, and knowing that, knowing the reality of that, tapping into that reality and letting it flow outward as a river of life, watering the earth garden around you, that's a lot more abundant than trying to conjure something up. Sometimes it just takes faith to tap into that realm, though. It's just like, you gotta know God. Be out of Him. Walk with Him with the intimacy chambers within your heart. It's knowing, seeing Him through a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Because once you see God, you can walk closer to God. Like, you're actually walking closer into the substance of God through the anointing and into the glory. And then from there, you go from glory to glory, what He's truly like. And God is really awesome. I was walking down the street, and you know, the thing that popped into my mind, sometimes the mind gets in the way. If you don't have the mind of Christ, you have a natural mind. I still had that mindset, like, oh, I gotta do something for God. I'm looking around for people to prophesy over, and I don't even know how to prophesy. because I'm still a baby Christian. And I'm looking around, ooh, my prophets are God's here because the Spirit of God is here because someone needs to get touched. And I'm in this old mindset, like, why can't I just be still and know that He is God? Just be still. It means that you're stilling your thoughts. You're stilling your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You're stilling your will. You're stilling your will to align it to His will. You're stilling your, making your thoughts still and to put them all on God. You're stilling your heart and everything that pulls you to the left and pulls you to the right. You're making it all become still, and you're just placing it into the Holy of Holies, into the most holy place with God. Say, God, I give you my mind. I just place it in the Holy of Holies so that I can have your thoughts. I take my heart and place it in your heart so I can have your heart. I take my eyes and I place them in your eyes so that I can see through your eyes and you can look through my eyes. Yeah, you just give it all to God. Let's do that right now. God, I just give you my heart. Every part of it. It all belongs to you. I give you my mind, God. The thing, every thought and that comes against the knowledge of the revelation, knowledge of God, of who you are as a person, I cast that down now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the mind of Christ that is seated above in heavenly places, far above all the principalities and powers of the air. I sit with you now above all the distractions of the world, and I sit with you now, God, in the peace. You're the principality of peace, the greatest principality in the power of the air. I'm in you and you're in me, and we're walking it out in this tent of meeting on the earth called my body. You can't tame the wind in this earth suit. That's what it's pretty windy in the earth suit, man. The wind is your spirit life. Hallelujah. No one can bind the wind with his hands, right? Hallelujah. Just let the wind flow freely. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy. Peace. Glory. Revelation. Understanding. Spirit be revealed and flown through our gates, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the mind of Christ, and I engage the mind of Christ. I thank you that I can see visions, because that's normal. That's how you see. I thank you that I can hear your audible voice, God. I thank you that I can hear what the Spirit is saying, whether it's through a picture or through an impression or through a dream or through a vision or just through any means possible. But the Spirit stamp of your life will be on it, because it's your voice and your words of Spirit, and they have life with in those words, that Spirit life that has the power to bring change in Jesus' name is there. Oh, we're at a fair today. I don't know if you can see. It's all whited out. But yeah, I just came to this little fair thing and decided to get walked in the Holy Ghost, because there's nothing better to do. Location has nothing to do with God. You know, it's neither in Jerusalem, nor in this mountain, nor in that place, but we can worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So the location is actually in the spirit realm, and in truth, it's in Christ. And everywhere, wherever the two or three are gathered in His midst, there He is, manifesting. Two or three. Or you can go into your own prayer closet, which is basically deep inside the Holy of Holies within you, anytime, anywhere. If there's people around you, if you're by yourself, it's the same. It's being still and knowing that He is God, knowing Him. You can just meet with Him in the chambers of your heart. There's guns firing around you. There's people yelling around you. You can just go deeper and deeper into the Holy Holies right now, right now, right now. If you're watching a video on YouTube, you can just go deeper into the Holy Holies through the blood of Jesus right now. Could enter into that most holy place, and what's inside will come out. Let the kingdom of God within you come out. Fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory will come out. He will come in into the earth realm, he'll come out of your heart. Because out of the heart flows the issues of life. His issues in his life flow outwards from within the temples of the Holy Spirit, pouring out his spirit upon all flesh as the days of Noah, where the deep within and the, from the heavens above as well poured out water that killed all the flesh. So come on, let that river of life kill all the flesh around you and just wash the dust, serpent food away from you. Whatever's blocking up the wells of salvation, let the river of life blast it away in Jesus' name. Shama. Shama. Yeah, just don't be discouraged in the days of small beginnings. Because it's every layer that you've... Like, he's the builder and maker of your faith. Set your affections on him. You know, set your desires and your affections on the author and finisher of your faith. He's the master builder. Some people build with wood, and they build with hay, and they build with, like, you know, stubble. And then when the fire of God comes, it all burns up, and what's left? Build by the rock, which is revelation. That's how you kill giants. That's how God's building his church, is by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus being the Christ in you, and you're in him, and you're his living church, built up by spiritual stones, reflecting the cornerstone, manifesting the cornerstone, who is a revel. You're revelating Jesus. You're showing what Jesus is like by being a living epistle, a living word written by the finger of God in your minds and in your hearts. So what's written in your heart by God will come out for other people to read on you. So it's not like you have to conjure anything up. You just be yourself in Christ, and they'll read you. They'll reject you just like they did to Jesus, or they'll embrace you just like they did to Jesus. They'll be amazed, and they'll be crazed. They'll try to worship you, and they'll try to kill you. Remember what they did to Paul? Like, he was a prisoner, and they got shipwrecked, and then the ship went to land. And then once they got onto this island, the snake came out of the fire and latched onto Paul's hand. And then Paul, they said, oh wow, he's getting what he deserves. He's like, he's a murderer, you know, he's got all this judgment on his life. Blood of Jesus, I am. And then he shook it off, and when they saw that the serpent's venom had no effect against him, death and hell and the grave had no authority to take out Paul, they said, he's a god. One minute they're condemning him and saying, yeah, he's a devil. The next minute they're worshiping him and saying, he's a god. Listen, we don't go by the opinions of men. We go by the authority and the approval of God. Because that's the only true source of approval, is what God thinks, what God says. Every other opinion is just wavering. You know, it doesn't matter what man thinks. It doesn't matter even if it lines up with God or if it doesn't align with God. If it aligns with the Spirit of God, then that's good. Yeah, it's confirmation. But it doesn't change anything. You know, it just fortifies what you've already been walking in. Or if they disagree with you and they want to quote scriptures to condemn you, then you just keep walking. It doesn't matter. Their words are irrelevant because it doesn't have the Spirit and it doesn't have life in it. And the Spirit brings life that brings change. Empty scripture quotations by Pharisees doesn't have the power to change you. Okay. It has the power to change you to be a devil like that, but it doesn't have the power to bring forth righteousness. Because if you read what the fruit of that is, it's in Galatians 5. It's debates, contentions, strivings. It's the fruits of the flesh. And that doesn't bring forth righteousness. Righteousness comes by walking with the Holy Spirit, who is your discernment, who is your power. The Holy Spirit within you is the power of God. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Apart from the Father, we can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing but kick up a whirlwind of dust. That's irrelevant. You know, you don't want a whirlwind of dust. You want the whirlwind of the living water of God and the wind of the Holy Ghost blowing into your situation, into your atmosphere, into your life, to bring that life-giving spirit to breathe on those around you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loose in the name of Jesus. Shama. Loose the life of God. Just take a deep breath of God. Take a deep drink from the river of life. And you will experience life more abundantly, because that's what He is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. When we trade our life for His life, it's way more abundant. It's eternal. Our temporal life is just a wink of an eye compared to the eternal vision of God. The eternal provision of God is to bring eternal vision of God, His vision. You see His ways. You understand what your Father is doing in heaven, so that you can do that on the earth as it is in heaven, so it manifests the same reality. God, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. God, we forgive everyone who's transgressed against us, God. And we receive that forgiveness, and we release the forgiveness of God upon them now in the name of Jesus. Wash them now in the rivers of living water. Wash them in the anointing. Shake everything out of the heavens that can be shaken now in the name of Jesus. So that only what can remain is Christ in you, the hope of manifest glory. Hallelujah. Holy Shatare. Yeah, I was just remembering some of this stuff. On the way in here, I saw a gargoyle sitting on somebody's back. And you know what gargoyles do? They're demon spirits. They cling to you with their talons. And we were just praying against it. It's fine. There's a lot of people who don't know God out here. And so we just bring the kingdom of heaven. We bring the kingdom of light and demonstrate what He's like. And anyways, I saw this thing. You know what demons do to you when you invite them into your life through sin? I saw this talons going into this back, and it just like, it just dug in and it clung on so that no light could get through. It was like this covering of darkness, whispering into the ears lies so that all you hear is deception. And I saw the back of this person, it was just ripped to shreds. It was all shredded from this demon. And the people are just oblivious. They don't even see in the spirit. They have no grid for what's going on in the spirit. And I could see it so clearly. It's just like, it rips the person to shreds so they cannot even hear truth. Because everything goes through the filter of darkness. That's why you need to have your heart circumcised. So that you can hear. Ears to hear. You know, eyes to see. And I saw that it was just ripped to shreds, and they eat the flesh. They rip it and they eat the flesh. They rip it and they feed on the fallen nature. They feed on the flesh. They just sit on your back and chew your flesh. It's disgusting. That's what demons do. They're there to destroy your life. You know, it's what God cursed the serpent. He said, "Dust shall you eat all the days of your life." It's Adam sinned, and his body, he used to have a glory covering. But then his body fell into sin, and now that's what the devils feed on. They feed on the flesh. They feed on the fallen nature. And when Pharisees come to debate you, they're operating in the flesh. They're operating in the fallen nature. So it's become, they're spreading dust everywhere. There's no glory on it. It's not glory dust. But I recognized those gashes. What Jesus took on His back, He took the cat of nine tails. His back was ripped to shreds to remove that. So you don't have to have gargoyles on your back and lying in your ears and just clenched into you. The blood of Jesus, you receive the blood of Jesus, it removes that. He's a savior in your spirit, man. Yes, He heals your body too, physically, but first and foremost, look at the spirit. That's the real you. The spirit you is the real you. Now, we live in an earth intense. Yeah, that's our soul. That's part of us too. But the true you is, you know, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven unless you've been born of the Spirit. You know, he is born of the Spirit of God, is, you know, the sons of God, whatever. I can't remember the scripture right now. Holy Spirit. Loose. There's a lot of distractions here. Holy. That's why we, I guess that's why I'm just setting my affections on him. Because your affections towards him and his affections lines up with his affections towards you, and it's something that cannot be broken. No devil in hell can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No lie, nothing. Back to Jesus. When he received that cat of nine tails and his back was ripped to shreds, he was trading for everything. Look at this, Ronald McDonald. Can't see him? That's, we got Ronald McDonald out there. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, Holy Spirit. His back was ripped to shreds so that our back could be healed. He took all the sin upon him so that all the sinful nature can be removed from us and we can receive God's nature. We can walk in the divine nature of Christ. We can walk in the glory. And we can walk in with him in heavenly places in Christ. Hey, Ronald, look at this.
How are you?
Good, we're doing good. We're just making a quick video vlog. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Jeez. I had McDonald's this morning, so man, I'm packed up.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. There's a lot of glory on that. Yeah, I still got my McDonald's. Holy. Don't condemn things you do not understand, my friends. Check it out, man. I still got my, what do you call those? My McMuffin. Hallelujah. We're at a fair in Alder Grove right now. A lot of glory in the kingdom. You know, every nation, everyone's welcome. What's that?
You smile.
Hallelujah now. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know what? Jesus gives you a bigger smile. I'm smiling bigger on the inside than this little plastic one on the outside. Thank you, Ronnie. Welcome, Lord, in Jesus' name. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Jesus. Trading. We're in covenant. Okay, I'll give you a quick little teaching here. Abraham, when God cut a covenant with Abraham, they cut the animals in half. And they were walking in the blood. You know, and then Abraham was in a deep sleep, Holy Spirit, Shabbat. And because the covenant is in the blood. You have to walk in the blood. We're walking in the blood of Jesus. We're walking in the life of God, right? The life is in the blood. We're walking in the life of God. Demons can't touch us. They can try to touch your fallen nature and feed on you. But hey, you apply the blood of Jesus and they screech. It torments them. The blood of Jesus is pure torment to the demons. Have you come to torment us before the time? Well, now's the time. Hallelujah. Apply the blood of Jesus. Torment the demons and cast them into shackles and chains, into Tartarus and Hades and Gehenna. Just get out of here in the name of Jesus. And covenant. When you are in covenant with God, you're giving him your mind and you receive the mind of Christ. You're giving him your shield that you try to protect yourself with all your earthly strength. And you give that to him and you take the shield of faith. You're depending upon his strength. You take your righteousness, you give it to him, which is filthy rags anyway. Trying to do things for God. And you just give him all your righteousness, and you receive his righteousness, which is the blood covenant sacrifice. You're receiving everything that he's done for you by faith. You take your sword, which is your words, your words, swords are words. You take your sword, you give it to him, he gives you his word. You speak by his spirit, and those become his words, a double-edged sword, cutting, dividing soul and spirit. You know, the mind of Christ and your mind divides it so that you only walk in the Spirit. The soul magnifies the Spirit. Mary said that my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My spirit rejoices in God who is Spirit. So when your spirit magnifies the Lord, you will rejoice in the Spirit. It's pretty simple. Your spirit, your soul is like this amplifier. It's a little speaker. It projects the sound that it's connected to. And that's what we do. Our soul will project whoever we're connected to. If we're connected to the enemy in fear, we'll project fear over our atmosphere. If we're connected to the Lord, who is life and spirit, we'll project the Lord into our atmosphere, into the atmosphere of other people. So the soul is a projector. And the tent is this, the tent of meeting. You have the Lord feasting on you, and as you worship Him in spirit and truth with your body, soul, and spirit, you're just releasing everything to the Lord. Or you give your body over to the gargoyle demons, and then they feast on your flesh and chew you and destroy your life. Everything is a choice. You have the option to choose God or the devil. Or you live for yourself, which obviously leads to the enemy just feasting on you, because you become irrelevant to the spirit realm. You're in covenant by the blood of Jesus, so you receive His words. You start speaking His words, and it just, you. Okay, I'll go back to years ago. I had this dream, and in this dream I was in a conference with David Hogan. He's some guy who raised like 300 people or so from the dead. I don't know. I used to listen to him years ago. And he came up to me in my dream. I believe he punched me in the forehead. Came up to me, was like, "Jesus!" Bam! And he punched me. And in my dream, I went into a vision. And in my vision, within my dream, I saw all this heavenly graph paper. And it was blank. And this heavenly graph paper was full of rainbows. There was colors within the colors within the glory in these colors. It was like a graph sheet paper where you could actually draw things out. You know, graph paper, all those squares and stuff. I don't know, but it was heavenly. And then I woke up and I understood afterwards, when I went talking to my friend, trying to figure out the interpretation. I left that place and I was walking down the hill back to go home, and then the Holy Spirit struck me. It's like, Jesus is the covenant. Those rainbows are the promises. Why aren't you declaring the promises of God over your life? Start declaring the promises of God over your life. Jesus. Covenant, promises, rainbow. Covenant is the rainbow, like, you know, Noah's Ark. I will never flood the earth again. This is my covenant. Put a rainbow in the sky. It's the covenant promises of Jesus. When you declare those over your life, you're establishing them. You're agreeing with heaven, saying, yeah, this is the way it is. You speak with your mouth and agree in your spirit with God that yes, this is what you've prepared for me. This is the covenant that I come into agreement with this covenant by speaking it out loud with my mouth. If we confess with our mouth, you know, believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we shall be saved, right? So we come into agreement by decree, by our words. That's why your words are very important. It's a double-edged sword. Your words and His words mixed together with spirit, it's powerful. So yeah, that's partly what the covenant is. Your words become His words. That's a sword. Your ears become His ears. You don't always listen to what people say anymore. You're listening to what the Spirit of God is saying. Because that's truth. You listen to what he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And then when you hear, you don't judge by the hearing of your ears or the seeing of your eyes. You judge by the hearing of the Spirit and the seeing in the Spirit. That's your true vision. That's your true hearing. Because you are a new spirit being now. You as born of the Spirit is spirit. So you are spirit. You don't have to depend on the flesh anymore, or the arm of flesh. You depend upon the Holy Spirit and power. And when you become in covenant, like His shield of faith is your shield. You give Him all your everything. His words become your words. The belt buckle of truth is wrapped around you like a shield established around you. You're the atmosphere. You always have the Word of God going through your spirit, going through your mind, which is your soul, going through your body as you speak it. Body, soul, and spirit perfectly in sync with God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. You're perfectly in sync with Him when your spirit is aligned with Him. You're in right standing with God by receiving the blood covenant sacrifice and just forsaking everything that you think that appears wicked before you. And you set your affections, your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. And then you see through above onto the earth, and everything becomes more clearly for what everything has. What empowers everything becomes clear. and your body. You worship God with your body, your soul, and your spirit. You can lift your hands. You want to really tick off evil spirits? Go into a public place, lift up your hands, and worship the Lord. You will feel the darkness wanting you to put your hands down as you become self-aware. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up and just focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on the Spirit of God. Focus on the substance, which is the anointing and the glory of God. Focus on Him. And just watch all those demons shake, because they can't stand the length. And they get shaken out of the heavens. That's why when you walk into some religious services and you feel you want to lift your hands and worship, and you're like, oh, people are looking at me. Well, yeah, those are demonic religious spirits trying to shut you down. But the Bible says worship God in your body, soul, and spirit, right? Use your body. Use your words. Use your hands. My gosh, even in the Old Testament, they would build like a rampart. Ezekiel building little clay models, or Jeremiah, I can't remember. Building clay models, stuff in the natural that portrayed a spiritual thing. Even the guy who has hit the bang the arrows on the ground, he would have banged like, you know, 6 or 7 times with passion. He would have defeated his enemies. But he only banged the arrows like 3 times, and then, you know, he defeated them 3 times. You gotta be passionate about this kingdom walk. Don't take any crap for the devil. You know, stand your holy ground. You know, protect that bean field. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. Shema. And just like Moses had to take off his shoes, we take off our shoes and we put on the gospel shoes of peace. It's not our shoes anymore. We're walking in the gospel shoes of peace of Ephesians chapter 6. Take off everything of yourself and put on Christ. Clothe yourself in light. Clothe yourself in the glory. How do you do that? Well, you put all of yourself through the fire of God so it burns off, so that all that's left is Christ in you, the hope of glory, and then He'll come through you. Because as you yield your body, your soul, and your spirit to Christ, that part is His, and He can use it as He pleases. Just like Moses had to lay down the staff that he had it to lead the sheep. He laid that down because God told him to. Then God told him to pick it back up again. And then it says in Exodus that it became the rod of God. You lay down your life and it becomes the life of God through it. Come on. Moses delivered he delivered some sheep. Then he picked up the rod of God after he laid it down, became the rod of God. Then he delivered a nation. Whatever you lay down for God becomes His tools to do whatever He wants with you. God's will is always to redeem, is always to build up. He will tear down the works of darkness and build up the kingdom through you. That no stone will be left upon another that is built by the hands of man apart from His Spirit. God's going to tear down everything that He didn't build, that people build in His name. He's going to tear it down. Because He's building a kingdom of righteousness. He's building a kingdom of living stones. Not just dead bricks. Prisons. No. Where we're all free. Like the children of God. Jesus said, suffer not the children to come to me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. You know. Let the children come to Jesus. Let the children go to Him. Not to a pastor, not to any man, not to any organization, to Jesus. The man, Christ Jesus. Now, He might be in the man, that's fine. You can live and grow from revelation, from eating from, you know, a pastor, or from an apostle, a son of God, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or even a little child, a toddler. YouTube videos, Ustream, podcasts. Nature, you can learn from anything, but who has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying. That's why they're playing country music. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Shama. Oh, Jesus. Shabba dabba 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 dabba. Well, I'm having a lot of fun today. I hope you are. This is the day that God has made, so you can be glad in it, you can have joy in it, wrapping up peace in it. Yeah, it's good to be alive. It's good to be alive in Christ and dead in the flesh. Dreams and visions. I used to have a lot of dreams and visions, but lately my wife has the dreams and I usually have the visions. But some of the dreams that I would have was, I remember some of the Technicolor dreams. Remember I just told you about that dream where in my dream I had a vision? Like even in my dreams I have visions. I'm more of a visionary and she's more of like a dreamer. She has them every night. And I don't always remember my dreams. But one tip, if you're a dreamer, keep a pen and a pad of paper or even like a little audio recorder so you can record your, just record what the dream was. And as you're writing it down, you usually get the revelation of what God is saying or what the devil is planning. If it's a black and white, you know, darkness dream, or if it's a Technicolor God dream, write it down instantly. And usually you'll get the spiritual understanding of what the dream actually means as you write it. Because I think God just wants to see if you're going to actually lean into it. Just like Moses turned to see this burning bush, turned into it to see it. Sometimes when we have a pen, it's like, what if Moses didn't turn aside to see this great sight, the Bible says. And he just kept walking, oh wow, that looks really cool, a burning bush, I like that, I've never seen that before. And he keeps on walking, grabs the sheep and goes back. But he turned aside to see. Turned aside to see. And sometimes when we have a pen, we can turn aside and we just start writing down the vision and making a plan. We write down the dream to see what God spoke to us. And we get the spiritual understanding of what it means. And then you ask God, or if you don't already get it, like in an instant download, okay, what's the interpretation? How do I apply this? For instance, sometimes I have, what is that? Oh, it's little kids out here. Sometimes I'll just like, lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, the dreams. Wow, there's a lot of stuff flying around here. I don't know if you guys can feel that. Blood of Jesus on everyone. I write it down. Say, oh yeah, I had a dream before that I had these other lovers. I'm like making love to this woman who's not my wife. And there was like an affection there. And in my dream, like I know that this is wrong. Like I'm like usually in the daytime, I feel fine. Like I'm not lusting. I'm not watching pornography. I'm not, you know, turning my head to look at other girls. Like that's like elementary stupidity, you know? My gosh. But in my dream, I had to say, okay, well, what is that, God? And then it's pretty simple. Well, you have other lovers in your life. Maybe you're learning. You're putting all your focus on learning in Chinese, or you're putting all your focus on playing video games. They're not sin, but they become idols because you're not putting all your focus on me. You're only giving me like 30% of your focus, and 70% of your focus is going on these things. It's okay. Look at this. No. You want to get in the video here? Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Now we're just making videos. And, wow, there's a lot of crazy stuff flying around in here.
Out there?
Yeah, out there. Yeah. I'm getting really dizzy and I feel waves of glory and then I get a wave of like vomit and I get some anointing. Oh my gosh.
I know, like I'm trying to do Mindy and I'm like,
oh,
it's hard.
Yeah. We have to, I guess that just shows you how much we need to grow in the spirit, grow our spirits bigger.
We're gonna give out some stickers today.
Give us some hearts. Maybe it's this demonic fake smile.
Yeah, that could be prophetic.
I got this from Ronald McDonald. Some people are terrified of clowns.
Yeah. And, I hope you wanted to come in.
Maybe we got the clown spirit trying to manifest this false joy on us and have to cast it out.
And he wanted to come in. I wanted him to sit here with you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is that mine?
That's Joy's coffee.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want that stuff. That's Tim Hortons. I probably just lost 5 subscribers on YouTube for mentioning. Yeah, I have a little. See, I got healing too, man. I got healing. I need healing from Tim Hortons. They rejected me so many times. I went to go apply for a job there. They just said no. Whatever. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to make a part two. I think I'm going to go have a coffee or something and wake up a little bit more. This is just all about covenant. Yeah, you need to leak the Lord. You need to crack and let the God flow through your heart. It's everywhere. Where you have cracks in your foundation, let the Lord fill those cracks with glory. Everywhere where you've been wounded, that's a place for the enemy to come in and hit you again with another arrow of accusation. Or that's a place for the Lord to heal you and let the glory come flowing through that area and heal other people's in the exact same area where you've been healed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to make a part two after. I need to take an intermission. Just plead the blood of Jesus on everyone and let the Lord Jesus Christ soak you in the anointing, soak you in the glory. Go from glory to glory. So get in the glory so you can go higher in the higher realms of glory. You know, His presence goes before Him, so don't stop at the presence. Keep pressing through until you go into deep visions and revelations of the Lord, and until you're actually walking with the Holy Spirit on the narrow road as He shows you things to come about who you are and who He is and what you're supposed to do together as the bride of Christ. One spirit with the Lord. Enjoy your journey. It's forever. Let the Lord put a smile on your face. And you can burn up all this paper, fake stuff from the clowns. No condemnation against McDonald's. Hallelujah. I like McDonald's. God bless your face with grace in Jesus' name.